我们人的天性之一就是怀疑。
One of our human natures is to doubt.
我们怀疑自己，我们怀疑别人。
We can doubt ourselves. We doubt others.
我们怀疑我们的环境。
We doubt our environment.
我们怀疑别人告诉我们的事实。
We doubt the truth that other people may be telling us.
那因为怀疑，我们会去寻找真相。
And because of our doubt, we often, this is why we search for the truth.
所以也让我们有一些新的发现。
And oftentimes it leads to discoveries.
在寻求真相的过程当中，也带给我们一些进步。
And when we search for the truth, it can help us improve.
但是另一方面，怀疑也常常带来很多的伤害。
But there's also a negative side to doubt as well.
有人一直怀疑自己，所以一直生活得很不快乐。
If we constantly doubt ourselves, our lives will be very unhappy.
有些人常常对周遭的人充满着怀疑，所以人际关系就很不好。
And some people doubt, always doubt, continually doubt the people around them, so they have poor relationships.
有时候我们在信仰的道路上面，对我们的信仰也产生怀疑。
And sometimes we even doubt in our faith.
那就让我们在信仰的道路上面有了一些挫折，甚至失败。
And it can cause defeats or failures on our path of faith.
有关主耶稣的复活，在保罗的时代就有人在怀疑。
And then regarding Lord Jesus' resurrection in Paul's time, many people or some people doubted.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14.
保罗说：“若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。”
Verse 14, and if Christ have not been raised, then our proclamation that has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain.
当时最努力在传福音、传主耶稣复活的人之一就是保罗。
And Paul was one of those who most diligently preached the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
当时又很多人因为保罗的传讲而来。信耶稣。
And many people came to believe because of Paul's preaching.
所以在这里保罗很慎重的很坦白的讲，如果主耶稣没有复活的话，那么他所传的是枉然，那信耶稣的人也是枉然。
And that's why Paul says here that if Lord Jesus had not been raised, then his proclamation and their faith are in vain.
所以保罗认为这是一件必须要再确定的事情。
And this is something that Paul believes we have to be certain about.
再看十九节。
Let's also look at verse 19.
我们若靠基督，只有在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Verse 19, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all a people to be most pitied.
因为主耶稣的复活关乎我们将来的永生永恒。
And because Lord Jesus' resurrection is directly related to our eternal life and our salvation.
如果主耶稣没有复活，那么我们信仰的指望就只有在看得见的今生。
If Lord Jesus did not resurrect, then our faith and our hope is based off the things that we see today.
是的，有人因为信耶稣并得到医治。
And indeed, some people believed in Jesus and they were healed.
是的，有人因为祷告求主怜悯帮助，他找到了一个工作或者事业顺利。
Indeed, Lord Jesus helps us when we pray. For example, finding a job or doing well in our work.
是的，有人愿意照着圣经的教导祷告，靠神的帮助，能够拥有一个成功美满的婚姻。
Indeed, that there are people who live according to the Bible and they have very fulfilling lives and marriages.
但是病要得到医治，不一定要信耶稣。
But for someone to be healed, they do not necessarily need to believe in Jesus.
要找到一个好的工作，也不一定要信耶稣。
And for someone to have a good job, they don't necessarily need to believe in Jesus.
很多没有信耶稣的人，他的事业也非常的成功。
There are many people who do not believe in Jesus yet have very successful careers.
所以保罗在谈到主耶稣的复活他也来强调说，这信耶稣不是只有在今生有指望。
So that's why Paul emphasized that to believe in Lord Jesus' resurrection is not for blessings in the current life.
我们信主耶稣最重要的一个终极的目标。 就是我们将来的永生永恒。
But rather, it is the our eternal life, is also connected.
啊，是我们追求的最终的目标。
Is our focus and goal in life.
那所以主耶稣的复活啊，这就成为一件很重要的事情。
So Lord Jesus' resurrection has now become a very important piece.
我们先来看有关主耶稣复活在圣经里头的预言跟意表。
So we'll take a look at a couple of prophecies regarding the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
我们请看诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 16.
诗篇第十六篇第十节。
Psalm 16, verse 10.
第十节，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Verse 10, for you do not give me up to Sheol, nor let your faithful one see the pit.
这个经节，当彼得在见证主耶稣复活的时候，他也引用了这个经节。
And when Peter was preaching about Lord Jesus' resurrection, he also referenced this verse.
他的意思就是这个经节就是在预言主耶稣。
Meaning that this verse is a prophecy for Lord Jesus.
主耶稣复活了，所以他没有见没有朽坏。
And because Lord Jesus resurrected, he was not
最后一句话，不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
He did not see the pit.
主耶稣他也曾经用旧约的事情来做他复活的预表。
And Lord Jesus, he did
用旧约所发生的事情来 prefigure。预表他的复活。
And Lord Jesus also used what occurred in the Old Testament to prefigure his resurrection.
我们请看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章四十节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 40.
四十节，耶拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样子三日三夜在地里头。
Verse 40, for just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, for so for 3 days and 3 nights the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth.
耶拿的遭遇是一件很难以让人相信的一件神迹。
And what happened to Jonah is something that is almost unbelievable.
所以有一些人说这只是一个故事。
And that's why some people say that this is only a story.
但是我们相信，只要神愿意，没有不可能的事。
But we believe that as long as God is willing, there is nothing that is impossible.
所以这个耶拿他曾经三日三夜在鱼的肚子里头。
And that's how Jonah was able to be in a fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
以人来看，他一定死在鱼的肚子里。
In the eyes of man, this Jonah must have died in the belly.
但是他却没有死，鱼把他吐到这个岸边。
But he did not die, and after the 3 days, 3 nights, the fish spit him out onto the shore.
主耶稣说这件事情是在预表主耶稣死跟复活的事情。
And Lord Jesus said that this is a prefiguration of Lord Jesus dying and resurrecting.
同样用人来看，一个已经被钉死在十字架、放在坟墓里头的人，他是不可能复活的。
Because in a person's eyes, someone who is crucified on the cross and has died cannot be resurrected.
但是主耶稣却已经复活了。
But yet Lord Jesus resurrected.
我们再看马太福音十六章。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter
16, 21节
verse 21.
这是主耶稣对他自己向门徒所说的预言。
And this is a prophecy he told about himself.
主耶稣告诉门徒，再不多久这个事情要发生。
He says that this will occur very soon.
在21节，主耶稣告诉门徒说，他要到耶路撒冷去。
And verse 21, Lord Jesus said that he's going to Jerusalem.
他最后一次到耶路撒冷。
For the last time.
因为在那里他要被杀。
Because in Jerusalem he will be killed.
那主耶稣说，我第三日就要复活。
And he will be risen on the third day.
再看同样马太福音的十七章 17章22节。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 22.
主耶稣再一次的告诉门徒。
And here Lord Jesus says again, to his disciples,
我将要被抓，被交在人的手里。
That he is going to be captured and betrayed into the human hands.
那23节他说，我要被杀害，第三日要复活。
And verse 23 it tells us that they will kill him and he will be risen on the third day.
当然当时的门徒听主耶稣这样子讲，他们就觉得非常的忧愁。
And when the disciples heard this, they were very worried.
所以先知预言主耶稣的复活。
So the prophet has prophesied the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣对门徒也自己这样来预言自己要被杀，要复活。
And Lord Jesus himself has prophesied his own death and resurrection.
所以圣经当然也会记载主耶稣复活向门徒显现的一些事迹。
So the Bible will also record how Lord Jesus prophesied and how he appeared to the disciples afterwards.
比如说马太福音28章第一节到第15节，这就是其中的一段。
For example, one passage is written in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 through 15.
那是一个叫抹大拉的玛利亚，她跟其他的姐妹，要去主耶稣放尸体的地方。
And this is early in the morning, Mary Magdalene and some sisters went to the tomb.
他们带着香膏要去抹主耶稣的尸体。
And they brought perfume to anoint Lord Jesus' body.
他们在路上，他们在想着说，那个洞口已经被大石头堵着，谁来帮他们把石头挪开？
And they're on the way there. They're already trying to see how are they going to move the rock that was blocking the tomb.
但是当他们到的时候，石头已经被挪开了。
But when they arrived, they noticed that the rock has been moved.
不但用石头堵着洞口，而且还有派兵丁在那边看守。
And not only was a rock at the entrance of the cave of the tomb, there was also soldiers guarding.
但是兵丁却很害怕，好像死了一样。
But the Bible records the guards shook and they became like dead men.
因为神的使者在那里显现。
Because they were afraid because God's messengers appeared before them.
那这个使者也告诉玛利亚他们说耶稣已经复活了。
And these messengers told Mary that Jesus has already resurrected.
主耶稣已经不在这个墓穴里头了。
That Jesus is no longer in the tomb.
这个使者还告诉玛利亚他们赶快去通知耶稣的门徒到加利利去，主耶稣在那边等他们。
And the messenger also told Mary that for them to tell the disciples and go to Galilee.
那这些害怕的兵丁呢，他们赶快回城里头去报告。
And these soldiers who were afraid, they went back into the city and reported.
他们见证说发生了一个很奇特的事情。
And they testified about the miraculous things that occurred.
就是耶稣已经复活了。
That Jesus has resurrected.
所以马太福音那边记载着，这个祭司长啊，还拿钱收买他们。
And the Bible also records how the chief priest bribed them with money.
说不要讲实话，说你们睡着了，他的尸体是可能被他的门徒偷走了。
And to tell a lie saying that they fell asleep and how robbers came to steal the body.
这样子的假见证啊，流传在当时的社会里头。
And this false testimony spread during the people of that time.
所以这本圣经记载着主耶稣的复活，还有主耶稣复活之后对门徒的显现。
So the Bible records the resurrection of Lord Jesus and also what happened and how Lord Jesus appeared before the disciples afterwards.
那主耶稣已经复活了，这是当时使徒他们传福音的最重要的重点之一。
And this is one of the most important point of emphasis in the apostles' preaching.
我们请看保罗的见证。
How Lord Jesus resurrected, and let's look at the testimony of Paul.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse
3. 第三节，保罗说：“我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。”
Verse 3, for I handed on to you the, of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
保罗他说我所传讲的最重要的是什么呢？
So he says the first important, Paul said the first important thing that he preaches,
就是主耶稣为我们的罪死了。
That Christ died for our sins.
那保罗说这是照着圣经所说。
And Paul also continues that this is in accordance with the scriptures.
就是照着旧约圣经的预言。
As accordance with the prophecies of the Old Testament.
第四节。
Verse 4.
而且被埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Verse 4. And that he was buried, he was also raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
主耶稣的复活也是圣经，旧约圣经所预言的。
And the resurrection of the Lord Jesus also prophesied by the Old Testament.
第五节，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
Verse 5, and that he appeared to Cephas and to the 12.
主耶稣的门徒他们都看见了主耶稣的复活向他们显现。
And the disciples all seen how Lord Jesus resurrected and how he appeared.
第六节。
Verse 6.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Verse 6, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died or fell asleep.
照保罗所知道的，不但十二使这个使徒他们看过主耶稣的显现，另外还有超约五百人也看过这主耶稣的显现。
So it's not just the 12 disciples that have seen Lord Jesus resurrected, but 500 people as well.
那保罗还说，甚至这些见过主耶稣复活显现的人。他们有些还活着。
And those who have seen Lord Jesus, there are some who are still living.
意思就是说，你可以去问那些目睹者。
Meaning that you can go ask those who have seen.
那当时门徒他们传讲耶稣的复活。
And when the disciples are preaching about the resurrection of Christ.
那神也常常用圣灵神迹来证明。他们所传讲的是真实的。
God also allowed them to perform miracles and signs to prove as a testimony that what they preach is true.
我们请看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章十二节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节，彼得看见就对百姓说：“以色列人啊，为什么把这个事情当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们呢？以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？”
Verse 12, when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety that we have made him walk?"
彼得行了一件神迹。
Peter performed a miracle.
让一个生来瘸腿的人。站起来走路。
He allowed a person who was born lame to rise up and walk.
大家觉得非常的惊讶，非常的稀奇。哇，彼得行了一个神迹。
And everyone was amazed to see this miracle.
哇，这个人很有能力。
They probably thought Peter had a lot of power.
那彼得他怎么讲呢？
But what did Peter say?
十五节。
Verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这个事情做见证。
Verse 15, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses.
彼得在这里讲主耶稣就是生命的主。
Here, Peter refers to Lord Jesus as the author of life.
因为他从死里复活了。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
你们看到的这一件事情，正是这位复活的主耶稣的作为。
And the things that you, the miracle that he has seen, this is through Lord Jesus.
好，我们再看第五章，《使徒行传》五章三十二节。
Let's also turn to Acts chapter 5, verse 32.
三十二节，彼得说：“我们为这个事情做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这个事情做见证。”
Verse 32, and we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him.
使徒们都在见证主耶稣复活这件事情。
The disciples are witnessing Lord Jesus' resurrection.
不但这样子，我们所领受的圣灵也来做见证主耶稣复活了。
Even the Holy Spirit that we have received is a is a testimony or witness that Lord Jesus has resurrected.
所以圣灵的功用之一就是来见证主耶稣的复活。
Well, the purposes of the Holy Spirit is to as to testify Lord Jesus resurrected.
如果主耶稣没有复活，就没有领受圣灵这件事情。
Because if Lord Jesus did not resurrect, then we would not be able to receive the Holy Spirit.
那今天有领受圣灵这一个事实，我们就必须相信耶稣已经复活了。
But because we see the phenomenon of receiving the Holy Spirit, it allows us to know that Lord Jesus has resurrected.
我们来看耶稣复活带来怎样的结果。
So let's see what are the consequences of Lord Jesus' resurrection.
请看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章第三节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 3.
罗马书一章第三节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 3.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是大卫后裔生的。
Verse 3, the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh.
第四节，按圣善的灵说，因为因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Verse 4, I was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
主耶稣是很真实的带着血肉之体生活在当时的犹太社会里头。
And Jesus was a flesh, he lived in a Jewish society at the time.
按族谱来看，他是大卫的后裔。
And according to genealogy, he is a descendant of King David.
就当时的人来看，他是约瑟玛利亚的儿子，是那个木匠的儿子。
To the people, at the time, they saw that he is the son of Joseph and Mary. He is a carpenter's son.
但是主耶稣复活了。
But yet Jesus resurrected.
所以这个复活的大能显明他是神的儿子。
So this resurrection proves that he is the son of God.
当时的人再怎么看，耶稣都是犹太人当中的一个。
To the people at that time, Jesus was just one of the Jews.
所以他们常常对主耶稣打一个很大的问号。
So they often ask Lord Jesus a question.
你到底是谁？
Who are you?
那他的复活来见证了主耶稣的神性。
And his resurrection is a testimony of Lord Jesus' divinity.
所以今天我们相信主耶稣就是那一位独一的真神。
This is how we are able to understand and believe today that Lord Jesus is that.One true God.
这是当时使徒他们是这样相信。
And this is what the apostles believed at the time as well.
今天我们也应该是这样相信。
And this is also what we should believe today.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
《使徒行传》二十章。
I'm sorry, Acts chapter 20.
《使徒行传》二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
二十八节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Verse 28, keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God and be obtained with the blood of his own son.
好，那这是保罗要离开这个以弗所的时候的勉励。
And this is Paul's encouragement to the people after he was about to leave Ephesus.
他说，最后说什么是教会。
He defined what is church.
教会就是用他自己的血所买来的。
That the church of God is obtained with the blood of his own.
耶稣流血，但是在这里说，是神用他的血所买的。
And Lord Jesus' blood, but here it says that God used Lord Jesus' blood to purchase.
他主要强调的就是主耶稣就是神。
And this is to emphasize that Lord Jesus is God.
因为主耶稣已经复活了。
Because Lord Jesus has resurrected.
主耶稣的复活带来什么结果？
And what consequence did Lord Jesus' resurrection give us?
请看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章第九节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Verse 9, who saved us and called us with a holy calling not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began.
这里保罗在讲到我们是有福气的人。
Here Paul is emphasizing that we are blessed.
我们蒙主耶稣的拣选。
Because we are chosen by God, by Lord Jesus.
并不是我们比别人好。
It's not because we are better than others.
这并不是我们比别人比别人成功。
It's not because we are more successful than others.
而是按着他的旨意和他的恩典。
But it's according to his own purpose and grace.
在主耶稣基督里头，他拣选了我们。
That in Lord Jesus Christ that we are chosen.
第十节。
Verse 10.
但如今借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现，表明出来了，他已经把死废弃，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Verse 10, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
这里说到主耶稣来了，他把死废弃。
And here it says that by Lord Jesus coming, he abolished death.
本来死是我们众人的最后的结局。
And before death was the final conclusion for all people.
不但肉体的死亡，而且将来永远的离开神。
It's not just our physical death, but also eternal separation from God.
不在神的范围里头，是跟神远离的。
And we're not included in the community of God.
那是属于死的范围，属于黑暗的范围。
But rather, we are included in the community of darkness and death.
那现在主耶稣死了复活，他把这个我们最害怕的死把它废去。
And now that Lord Jesus has resurrected, he abolished that second death.
让我们能够得着跟神永远在一起的永生。
So that we can be reunited with God.
好，我们再看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55.
保罗说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？”Verse 55, Paul here says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?"
在这里保罗说死就像一个范围，就像一个权柄权势。
And here, death is described as a power or authority.
对我们来讲也好像毒钩。
It is like a sting.
我们本来都被这个要被这个毒钩所勾住。
That all of us were to be eventually stung.
56节。
Verse 56.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
That the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
在律法在罪里头，我们都属于黑暗，属于死。
That in sin we are all in darkness. We are all dead.
所以这个死就像毒钩，把我们紧紧的勾住。
So this death is like a stinger or a hook that continually hooks us.
我们自己没有办法去摆脱。
That we ourselves have no way of releasing the hook.
57节。
Verse 57.
感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。
57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够胜过这个死亡的毒钩。
And for us to be able to have victory over the sting of death.
我们所靠的是什么？
What do we rely on?
我们所靠的就是复活的主耶稣。
And as the resurrected Jesus Christ.
马太福音的五章十七节，主耶稣说他来不是要毁掉律法。
And Matthew chapter 5 verse 17, Lord Jesus said that he came not to abolish the law.
而是要成全律法。
But rather to uphold it.
这个律法有它要达到的目标。
And there's a purpose of the law.
那我们没有办法达到那个目标。
But for us ourselves, we are unable to fulfill that purpose.
因为这些以色列人他们已经经过了很长的一段时间，他们没有办法达到。
And the Israelites, we have read how they.Even though many throughout all of history, they are always unable to fulfill the law.
所以从以色列人的历史，我们就必须承认，靠着律法，我们没有办法达到我们应该达到的目标。
And through the Israelite history, we can see how we are unable to reach that goal that the law has set.
我们真的只能够谦卑地靠着主耶稣。
All we can do is retain our humility and to rely on God, our Lord Jesus.
立法的目标是什么？
So what is the goal of the law?
罪得到救赎。
And as the forgiveness of sin,
能够达到圣洁。
And to be holy.
能够成为义。
And to be righteous.
那但是我们靠着行律法，我们没有办法达到。
But for us to just rely on the law, these are all unattainable goals.
今天主耶稣死了，他复活了。
But today, Lord Jesus has died and resurrected.
靠着他的宝血，我们的罪可以得到赦免。
That through his precious blood, that our sins can be forgiven.
靠着他的帮助，我们可以成圣。
That through his help, we can be holy.
接受了赦罪的洗礼，我们被称义了。
That through the washing of baptism, we can be justified.
所以我们就达到了律法的要求。
And this is how we are able to fulfill the law.
这就是为什么今天我们不用再去宰杀牲畜来献所谓的来献赎罪祭。
And this is why we no longer need to sacrifice animals.
这就是为什么我们今天也不再去守那些节期。
Or to sacrifice animals for offerings. This is why we do not need to observe the festivals.
因为在节期的时候所做的事情的重点就是献祭。
Because during the festivals, one of the main tasks was to offer animals.
今天我们因为信主耶稣，接受宝血的赦罪的洗礼，我们就被称义了。
But because today, how we are baptized and how our sins have been forgiven, therefore we have become righteous.
那今天我们不用再去献祭守节期，今天我们做什么？
So today, even though we do not observe festivals, we do not sacrifice offerings, what do we do?
今天我们的律法是什么？
So today, what is our law?
我们请看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章第八节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节，凡事都不可亏欠人，为彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人就完全的立法。
Verse 8. No one anything except to love one another, for one who loves another has fulfilled the law.
所以今天主耶稣为我们成全立法。
So today God has fulfilled the law, or Lord Jesus has fulfilled the law for us.
他为我们死在十字架上，他复活了。
He has died on the cross and resurrected.
那今天我们如果努力来过着一个彼此相爱的生活，那就把律法完全了。
So for us to live a life of loving one another, this is how we can complete and fulfill the law.
主耶稣的受死，这是我们做不到的。
And the sacrifice that Lord Jesus has already performed, this is something that we cannot do.
所以神亲自来为我们做。
This is something that God has done himself.
彼此相爱，这是我们可以做得到的。
But for us to love one another, this is something that we can do.
所以我们要努力的来过着彼此相爱的生活。
This is why we should strive to live a life to love one another.
那我们在神的面前就是完全的。
So that before God we can be perfect.
我们的得救是有把握的。
So that we can have full assurance in our salvation.
主耶稣的复活也成为我们复活的保证。
And that Lord Jesus' resurrection can be our sign.
因为我们要像主耶稣那样子。
Because we ourselves will be like Lord Jesus.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20.
二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出手的果子。
But in fact, Christ has been risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died.
在这里，保罗再次的强调，主耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
Here Paul emphasizes once again that Lord Jesus has resurrected.
所带来的结果就是成了睡了之人出手的果子。
And the consequence is that he has become first fruits of those who have died.
我们很多人在主耶稣再来之前，我们都会睡着了。
And before Lord, and many of us. before Lord Jesus have come again, we will also shall fall asleep or pass away.
啊，因为我们看得见的这个人生，啊，就是七八十年左右。
Because the life that we see today, we live perhaps 70, 80 years.
啊，神给我们定的时间到了，啊，我们就睡了。
And when the time has come that God has set for our lives, then we will fall asleep.
啊，睡了还要再醒来。
We will fall asleep but be reawoken.
啊，什么时候再醒来？
When will we be reawoken?
啊，就是在主耶稣再来的主耶稣再来的时候。
And as when Lord Jesus comes again.
啊，那所以复活会是什么样子？
So, how will resurrection be like?
哦，这里说主耶稣成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
Lord Jesus, here it says that Lord Jesus is like the first fruits of those who have died.
哦，first fruit. 哦，主耶稣怎样复活，我们也要像他那样子复活。
So how Lord Jesus resurrect, we will also resurrect in the same way.
哇，这是一个极大的荣耀跟恩典。
And this is a great blessing and grace.
哦，这个软弱的肉体，卑贱的肉体，它要改变。
That our flesh, this weak vessel, it will change.
哦，要成为一个荣耀的身体。
That it will become a glorious body.
哦，所以主耶稣的复活带给我们这样子一个美好荣耀的盼望。
And this is the hope that Lord Jesus' resurrection gives to all of us.
哦，所以难怪保罗他不是说死了，他说睡了。
And that's why Paul does not say. Just plainly say died, but he says fallen asleep.
哦，所以我们的亲人睡了，我们觉得舍不得，但是我们不是悲伤的。
But perhaps some of us have relatives that have passed away or have fallen asleep, but this is something that is natural.
哦，那我们觉得舍不得。
And perhaps we feel reluctant.
啊，但是我们不会绝望。
But we will not lose hope.
哦，因为只要我们是在主耶稣基督里头。我们都要复活。
Because as long as we are in the body of Christ, we will all resurrect.
那今天我们都有这个将来复活盼望的人，那我们应该怎么样？
So today, since we have the hope of resurrection, how should we be?
请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第三节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 3.
凡向他有这个指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
In verse 3, and all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure.
哦，这里所说的这个指望，就是将来复活改变的指望。
The hope that is referenced here is the hope of resurrection, the hope of the changing of our bodies.
哦，你我都有这样的指望。
Both all of us have this hope.
哦，那有这个指望的人，接下来说。就要洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And here it continues to say that we should purify ourselves just as he is pure.
啊，我们已经接受了宝血来洁净我们。
And we have all been cleansed through the precious blood.
哦，那再来，我们就灵修自己，过着一个得神喜悦的生活。
And so afterwards, we have to continually spiritually cultivate so that.We can remain holy.
我刚才已经讲过，将来我们要像主耶稣，像主耶稣复活那个样子。
And we have mentioned before that in the future we will resurrect like Lord Jesus.
那我们现在就要开始来像他。
But we have to begin to be like him today.
所以这里约翰说要洁净自己，像他，像主耶稣洁净一样。
That's why John encourages us to purify ourselves just as Lord Jesus is pure.
啊，我们常常说效法主耶稣基督。
Oftentimes we say that we should be like or imitate Lord Jesus.
啊，保罗说让主耶稣基督成形在我们的心中。
And Paul said that let Lord Jesus.
我们请看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 19。
保罗说：“我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
”Verse 19, my little children, for whom I am again in the pain of childbirth until Christ is formed in you.
哦，主耶稣成形在我们心里。
So Lord Jesus is formed in us.
我们所想的正是主耶稣所想的。
That what we think is what Lord Jesus would think.
哦，所以我们所做的正是主耶稣要做的。
And what we do is what Lord Jesus would do.
哦，所以保罗也说，我们就变成主的样子。
So that we can be like the in the form of Lord Jesus.
哦，那我们如果能够现在过着这样的生活，我们对将来的复活，那真的是有把握。
And if we can do this in our life today.Then we have full assurance in the resurrection later.
我现在已经像基督，我将来当然像基督。
That if we are like Christ today, then in the future we will be, of course we will be like Christ.
哦，当然也是因为主耶稣他的复活，他的宝血。
Of course, this is all through Lord Jesus' precious blood and His resurrection.
那这样子我们就能够走在神的面前。
And this is how we are able to walk before God.
我们请看诗篇一百一十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 116.
诗篇一百一十六篇第九节。
Psalm 116, verse 9.
第九节，我要在主面前行活人之路。
Verse 9, I walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
今天谁是活人？
Today, who are the living?
我们就是活人。
We are the living.
在神的眼中。许许多多的人在亚当里头的都是死人。
And many people, those who belong to Adam, they are all dead.
好，那今天我们受洗从水里上来，我们复活了。
But today we are baptized. When we have risen out of the water, we have become living.
好，所以我们是活着的人。
We are a living person.
好，所以我们要走在这个活人的道路上面。
Therefore, we shall walk the path of living people.
好，而且是。走在神的前面。
And more importantly, that we are walking before God.
小孩子做错事了，就是要躲避着父母亲。
That when a small child does something wrong, they will hide from their parents.
做错了害怕。
Because they've done something wrong, they fear.
今天如果我们不是走在活人的道路上面，我们不敢走在神面前。
And today, if we are not walking on the path of living people,We cannot walk before God.
好，所以保罗说他在追求一个没有亏欠的良心。
That's why Paul said that he.
我们请看《使徒行传》二十四章，《使徒行传》二十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 24.
使徒行传》二十四章十五节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 24, verse 6.
十五节。
15.
十五节，保罗也是在讲到这个复活。
And 15, Paul continues to talk about resurrection.
那他有这个盼望。
And he has this hope.
那所以十六节，因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心。
And verse 16, he says, "Therefore, I do my best to always have a clear conscience toward God and all people."
在神在人面前都能够是很坦然的。
And before God and before people, this is very transparent.
这是我们要努力去过的生活。
And this is a life that we should also strive to live.
我们一起唱诗七十九首。
Let's sing hymn 79.